Welcome to the C3 Calgary podcast. We are so grateful you have come to join us. We would love to invite you to one of our in-person services. To find out times, locations, and more about our church, visit our website at myc3church.ca or find us on Instagram. Enjoy the message.
Good morning, church. My name is Max O'Neill, and I've been coming to this church for about a year and a half now, which makes me one of the newest students to join the youth group, and I'm already up here sharing my testimony, so that's pretty awesome. My testimony, my whole life, I've been surrounded by loving Christian people, like-minded people too, everyone who shares my same beliefs. I have Christian parents who have been super influential in my life, and I can talk to them whenever I have problems. They can help me out with whatever. My siblings, Jess and Finley O'Neill, they're growing in their faith too, which is really awesome to see. My cousins too, Jamie and Ella and Millie, their faith is also growing, which is awesome to see. So basically my whole family is all Christians, and I've been growing up with them. I went to a Christian middle school from 2015 to 2021, and that was honestly such a blessing for me. I was able to find my identity in Christ at a super young age. I was able to make lots of Christian friends and lots of Christian teachers, which was awesome because they were able to help me guide along my path. For the first 13 years of my life, I was only ever surrounded by Christians like myself, and I was never really exposed to people who had different beliefs than me. But then at the end of 2021, I started my first year in high school, and it's definitely not a Christian school. It was pretty much my first time ever being around, like fully surrounded by people who had different beliefs than me, different mindsets, different core values, and it was a bit hard to get used to that. And of course, I wasn't put into any classes with any of my friends that I made from my middle school, which sucked. My self-confidence went super far downhill, and it was really bad. I really struggled to talk to people, and even when I did talk to people, it was just hard to hold conversations with people, and I just lost all of my I just lost all of my confidence. Some of my friends who occasionally I saw at lunchtime from middle school, they had all like fit in really well. They had all started making friends with everyone else in the high school, and they started spending a lot of their time with their new friends instead of me. And overall, I just felt super lonely. I felt super lonely, and it was for nearly the entirety of my first grade 9 year. But eventually, about 3/4 of the way through my grade 9 year, I started to make friends. I found a group of guys who I related to, who I would have a great time with, and I started slowly enjoying school more, and that was really awesome. And they made me feel happy and like I had a purpose. And it was just so nice to have friends to talk to after 3/4 of my first year not being able to talk to anyone. I was in a really good place. I really was just over the moon that I had found new friends. But eventually, as I got to know these guys a little bit better, I found out that they weren't actually that nice of people. A lot of the times they did things that were rude and unkind and very often disrespectful. I realized that they didn't prioritize the same things as me, like getting a job, getting a driver's license, and those sorts of things. I slowly began to realize that these friendships were not healthy, and everything I was doing was the exact same as them. I was becoming like them. But I was so scared of losing these friends and going back to the way I was before, where I was lonely. I was so scared of going back to that, that I just did everything I could to be like them. And that unfortunately meant picking up some of the traits that they had. And there's a verse, Proverbs 12:26, which captures what happened to me pretty much perfectly. The righteous choose the way of their friends wisely, but the ways of the wicked leads them astray. And I never chose my friends wisely. I chose them out of desperation for friendships and relationships. And it was because of that decision I was letting them lead me astray. But in the time where I was in the lowest place with my friends, we were in the middle of a church move, and I came from a small little home church, and we were right in the middle of moving to this church. At the time, I was not happy about joining this church, but later I would find out it would be one of the greatest decisions I've ever made. At the time where I was in the lowest place with my friends, I had been going to this church for about 2 months, and I was just starting to become friends with the youth. I was slowly building my confidence back up, and most importantly, I was refinding my identity in Christ, and I can only thank the youth leaders and the kids in the youth for that. Yeah. And becoming friends with the youth was amazing for me. It had been such a long time since I'd had good friendships with good people who had the same mindset as me, who were Christian, had the same core beliefs as me. And it was nice to have friends where I didn't have to worry about them like making fun of me or anything like that. I was able just to fit in just the way I was. And I slowly built up my confidence, and I slowly refound my identity in Christ. So, that being said, everyone, parents or anyone who's youth and not in the youth group, I strongly encourage you to get your youth to join the youth group, or if you are that youth, I encourage you to join the youth group, because it was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. And so I'm still friends with these group of guys, and I met up with them just a few days ago, and things are going really smooth. And it's different than it was before, because my identity is no longer in my friend group. My identity is in Christ. And they're no longer the primary influence in my life. None of them are saved right now, but I believe that God will use me to preach the word to them. And I pray that one day they'll be on this stage sharing their testimony too. A lot of what I experience reminds me of this chapter in the book of Matthew, which is one of the Gospels that talks about the life of Jesus. I'm going to share from Matthew 24:9-10 and Matthew 24:13-14. Matthew 24:9-10 says, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from their faith and will betray and hate each other." And 24:13-14 says, "But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Here Jesus is talking to the disciples about a time where he will no longer be on earth and they will be on their own. It really stands out to me that Jesus tells the disciples that they will be hated because of their faith and for living a life for Christ. But he also says that the one who stands till the end will be saved. This is the same for us today, and I think it's easier to do what everyone else is doing just to fit in, just to be accepted, or to take the easy road, whatever it may look like. Like it says in Matthew 13, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. This verse is a great reminder to me of taking the narrow road that leads to life and not falling into the trap of being like my friends. It's not always easy, but it's worth it if it means living an eternal life with Jesus in heaven. It is so much easier to fall into the trap of being like everyone else, but as Christians, we have to stand up for what we believe and have confidence in God and ourselves. So my question to you today is this: who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you walking with people who are on the road that is broad or the one that is narrow? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this word. Thank you that I had the opportunity to come up here and share it. I pray that my words have had an impact on people and that they may leave with a closer connection to you. I pray that the rest of the church service goes smoothly, and I pray that everyone gets home safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Talitha, if we haven't met, and today I'll be sharing a testimony for my own life and a little bit about testimonies themselves and what exactly the Bible says about them. So what is a testimony? It seems like a word that is thrown around a lot in the Christian world. A Christian testimony is your own personal account of an encounter you've had with the Holy Spirit or something Jesus has done in your life. It can be something that happened in your week or something bigger. Testimonies can also be one of the most powerful ways that we can share the gospel with someone. I'm sure most of us have heard that we need to share the gospel because Jesus has commanded us to. But this can be a really awkward conversation to have if you're doing it for the first time or even if you're experienced. Sharing your testimony is one of the biggest parts of this because it allows for vulnerability for you. And therefore, hopefully, it'll open up the other person more. So what does the Bible say about your testimony? The Word of God is the best source to go, after all. If you brought your Bible, please turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation is the last book in the Bible and was written by a guy named John, who God revealed aspects of the end times to. So let's dive into this verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until death. Wow, what a powerful word about what a testimony does. Now, the him the author of this book is referring to is the enemy. So when we share our testimony, we are actively fighting against the enemy because he really does not want more people to follow Jesus. I also want to address the part of this verse that says, they loved not their lives until death. Another version states that they weren't in love with themselves, they were willing to die for Christ. Many Christians around the world risk death for following Jesus and spreading that love to others. We are blessed to live in a country that allows for the expression of our relationship with Jesus. But this really means that we do not have an excuse for not leading other people to Jesus. Now, I won't pretend this is ever easy, but the sharing of your testimony is backed up by the Bible as a way to open up to someone about hearing the love of Jesus. I also want to share another verse from the book, First Book of Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 8. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Now, this book is speculated to be written by Ezra, one of the scribes and priests born around the time of the Babylonian exile. I love this verse so much because it illustrates so beautifully the worthiness of God to receive praise. This verse delves into one of the ways that we can show praise to him, by proclaiming to the nations what he has done. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like an awful lot like sharing our testimony. So not only are we actively fighting against the enemy when we are sharing our testimony, we are also worshiping God. That's so incredible. This verse also addresses the Great Commission that Jesus later states in Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I think that sharing your testimony is one of the best ways to share the gospel. It can even be an encouragement to someone who has been struggling with their faith or has doubts about God. That's why I've decided to share mine today. Now, I grew up in a very loving Christian home. I had very loving Christian parents. We've all attended C3 for as long as I've been alive. I never fully realized the impact that made on my life until I started having doubts about my own faith in my grade 9 year. Now, the cliche thing to say to people that grow up Christian is make your faith your own, not just your parents' faith. I thought I had, really. I attended a youth group. I had a Christian friend. I served in the kids ministry. I thought I was doing it all right. That turned out to be a complete lie. Since we had just come off from the pandemic, the only people you could hang out with in school were your classmates. I ended up becoming friends with all the wrong people. They never did drugs or drank anything. They were all seemingly innocent. That is until I became closer with one of the group members. Now, she and I live fairly close together, so we would walk home together almost every day. But very quickly, I realized that she was influencing me in a way that was drawing me away from God. This is not because she was a bad person. In fact, I know that God loves her very much. But spending a lot of time with her made me realize how influenced we are by the people that we hang out with all the time, whether that's in a good way or a bad way. She started talking to me about her attraction to both genders, and naturally, I questioned my own sexuality almost every time she brought it up. By the end of my 9th grade year, I made the wrong assumption that I was bisexual too. I had also started to question my faith because as I went to public school, Christianity was never painted in the best light and was often associated with homophobia, which at the time I took offense to very easily. So fast forward to my grade 10 year, I had moved schools because grade 10 is the start of high school for Calgarians. And this was a whirlwind of emotions, to be honest. I still believe myself to be bisexual, and which my friends and the community at my school continue to affirm. It's because of this that I also started to question my gender. I was very confused at this time, and thinking that this would alleviate the confusion, I started to refer myself using a different name and different pronouns. I told all my friends at school and even my teachers about this transition, which they affirmed and told me I was brave for telling them. Around December, my former best friend told me that she had a crush on me. In my confused brain, all I could think of to do was tell her that I did too, which was a horrible mistake on my part. I ended up calling her my girlfriend for a while, and she did the same. In March of 2021, I decided that my parents should know that I was using different pronouns and a different name. At the time, I told myself that they were homophobic if they didn't accept me. I also no longer called myself a Christian at this point, believing that Christians all hated the LGBTQ community. My parents thankfully did not affirm my confused thoughts. Instead, they continued to love me and encouraged me to seriously think about what I was doing to myself and to ask God what he wanted. At the time, I was angry that they didn't accept me for who I thought I was. Unfortunately, this confusion kept ruling my life, and I felt that accepting God would only confuse me further. In the summer, my parents signed me up for a camp called Sunnyside, a Christian camp that we had heard about from my youth group. I did not like the thought of going in the slightest. I was convinced that this would only make the confusion I was feeling worse, and that somehow, the more I got into the LGBTQ community, the better I would feel. I did end up going after much reluctance. On the first night of the camp, I was terrified. I felt incredibly homesick, and I thought this was confirmation of the confusion getting worse. Luckily, our youth pastor was there and helped me through these times. However, on the third night we were there, the pastor was talking about anxiety and depression and how Jesus could deliver us from that. I had experienced anxiety before, so I thought, what the heck, might as well go out for healing. Now I experienced a wave of the Holy Spirit wash over me in a way that was indescribable, and he told me that he was not done with me yet, and he healed me of anxiety and the confusion I felt surrounding my identity. Now, because I had never confessed that I felt this confusion to anyone at my youth group or the camp for that matter, I got the chance to share this encounter I had with the Lord to the whole group of 300 students and leaders. I really believe that choosing to share this and bring it to light was what helped counteract the shame and embarrassment that the enemy was trying to put on me. So when I shared what the Holy Spirit had done to 300 people, I admitted the healing of confusion because of embarrassment. Even to this day, I've not fully shared what God has done in my life for anyone except my closest friends and family. Today, I am proud to say that my identity is in Christ and my faith is in him on a strong foundation. He has changed my life for the better in more ways than one, even though this process can take a while sometimes. I want to end by saying that you all have a testimony you can share. You all can share your testimony or a story of where you've seen God work in your life with the people in your life who maybe aren't Christians or need encouragement. I want to leave you with a few questions to consider today if any of these things in my story might be relatable to you as well. So number one, are there people or environments in my life that are influencing me against what the truth of the Word of God says? And two, is there something I'm struggling with in my life that I've been keeping in the dark? And who is a trusted Christian leader or friend I could share this with? If you're struggling with something and feeling alone, I hope you know that you're loved by God, and inviting someone into your struggles is always worth it. And if you have a story to share, it is worth sharing for God to get the glory. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to have a relationship with you. You are so good. Please give us the courage we need to share our testimonies with others. All glory belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Jess. I'm a junior girls leader. And today I'm going to be sharing my testimony on how God has moved in my life and transformed me as a person. There's a verse, Psalm 145, verse 7. They will give a great testimony of your goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. And God has definitely shown his goodness in my life. So I'm going to share on that today. I was born in England, and I remember growing up, I was always a shy, quiet kid who wouldn't put themselves into anything. I only had one friend who I would talk to, and I wouldn't try to make any new friends. Then, at the age of 9, I moved to Canada, and I started middle school. But it was in middle school where I started becoming a more and more of an anxious person, to where I'd panic and freak out about being late to anything. There was even this one time, I emailed my teacher from my own email address, pretending to be my mom, so that my teacher would let me leave class early, and so I wouldn't be late and miss the bus. There was also a time I remember so clearly. My dad had just dropped me off at the doors for gymnastics, and I walked through the doors, but then this wave of fear and anxiety just swept over me, and I ran back out the doors to my dad. I worked myself up so much to where I felt sick and thought I was going to throw up.
And all I had to do was walk down the hallway to gymnastics alone, and I couldn't do it. I needed my dad to walk next to me and calm me down. I wouldn't have walked down that hallway if it wasn't for my dad beside me. And just like my dad, God was also with me. Even though I may not have seen it at the time, I do now. God is our Father, and we are His children, and He wants to help us in difficult situations, just like our earthly fathers. Could you imagine going through a tough challenge in your life and not having God to call on or to help you through it? Well, because of God's goodness and His great love for us, He sent His Son Jesus to pay the price so we don't have to be in a situation where we can't call on Him for help. Jesus suffered on the cross so when we face obstacles, we can face them with God and not by ourselves. So even in times when I was anxious or fearful, I was able to call on God, who provides me with comfort and peace. A little while after these situations, I remember saying, God, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Please take away my anxiety. And just like that, the weight was lifted off my shoulders, and I felt like God just took it from me, and I didn't have to face anxiety like I had previously. Then I entered high school, and even though I didn't face anxiety like I did before, I was still a quiet person with very little confidence. I was attending a home church, but I felt I personally wasn't getting filled or really growing in my own relationship with God. So a few years later, my family thought it'd be best for me and my siblings if we moved churches. I didn't want things to change. I didn't want to move churches, but I was overruled by my family. So we moved to this church in October of 2022. Looking back now, my home church allowed me to feel secure and comfortable. But it wasn't until I came to this church where I truly deepened my relationship with Christ and felt my soul on fire for God. Then when we joined C3, the youth were going on an LA mission trip in March, and something in me knew that I should go on that trip, and I personally wanted to challenge myself and get out my comfort zone, but the deadline to decide if you wanted to go was in a couple weeks, so I didn't have much time to decide, but I said yes, and I went. I didn't know any of the youth other than my cousins, Jamie and Ella. So it was a big step for me. But while I was there, we had a service night. And Serena asked me what I wanted prayer for, and I said boldness. So she prayed boldness over me. And later on that trip, I ended up praying for people and strangers experiencing homelessness, which I never thought I would be doing. It was in that moment I really noticed God moving in me and through me. I went on that trip with strangers, but I left with friends, and I left with a heart that wanted to serve God. Before that trip, I was accepted into an art university, but when I got back from that trip, I canceled my spot because I wanted to go into ministry. And now looking back, I realized my eyes were so set on becoming like other artists and admiring their creations. But God has now opened my eyes to see the only person I should strive to be like is Jesus. And now I'm learning how to live out that life that glorifies God's goodness and His beautiful creations. So moving on into September, I became a youth leader here at the church, and I've loved every bit of it. God has worked in me so fast because I hadn't even been a part of this church for a year before I became a leader. And it was shortly after I became a leader, there was a Let's Worship event in Calgary, which was a citywide worship event. And they did an altar call for people who wanted to surrender their lives to Christ and who wanted to receive prayer. And those around them were asked to go up for those who had gone up to the front. I felt like I should go and pray for this young girl who was at the front. So I went and introduced myself to her, and I asked what she wanted prayer for, and she said boldness. And it was in that moment where I really noticed how much God had moved in me and in my life. I was now a youth leader, able to pray boldness over someone who was in the same position I was 6 months ago. Because I now was a leader, I wanted to gain more understanding and knowledge, not only for myself, but so I could pour into the youth and to be someone they could come to for prayer and with questions. So I joined Tehillah Ministry School, which is where we learn about the Bible and evangelism and how to live out a life that glorifies God. It's a really good program, and I've learned so much. Not that long ago, we did an outreach night where we went out and evangelized to people, but the way we did it was quite new to me. I do outreach usually once a month with family, friends in downtown Calgary, and we hand out food and pray for them. But this time it was different. I was with a group of three, and we went into Chinook Mall, and we just went up to people asking if they wanted prayer. It was quite out of my comfort zone, so I started off by letting other people in my group start the conversation, but then they told me I had to start the next conversation, and it really like pushed me out of my comfort zone, but it went well, and I got to pray for these two people, and they were very encouraged. So TMS, Tehillah Ministry School, has helped me grow a lot in my journey with God. Just like Psalm 145, verse 7 says, they will give a testimony of your great goodness. And in my life, I see God's goodness, and I know I will continue to see his goodness in my life because his love is everlasting. I also know that God will continue to lead me where he wants me to go in life, and to trust him and live by faith over fear is something I've been learning, especially over this year. I actually got my first tattoo, and it says, Spirit, lead me. It's lyrics from one of my favorite worship songs, and it's a constant reminder that I don't have to worry about what's ahead of me because God will lead me, not leave me. So from all of this, I just want to encourage everyone today to say yes to what God is calling you to do. The fear and doubt and anxiety that comes to mind when you think about leaving your comfort zone, it's all from the enemy, because he doesn't want you to leave the box that we are containing ourselves in. He doesn't want you to be obedient to God, but God has great plans for you. We just need to lay down our pride and plans and surrender our fleshly desires to him, and God will take us places we didn't even think was possible. Our own plans will only get us so far, but God's plans will take us further than we could imagine and has the end result of eternal life. I want to encourage you all to just be confident and take that step of obedience. So I'm just going to pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time today, allowing me to share my testimony. I just pray boldness over everyone here today, and I pray for those who need confidence to take the step of faith and to say yes to you, that they will feel the supernatural confidence that only you can give them. I thank you for your goodness in my life, and that I'm able to share and encourage those around me, that if you can do it for me, you can do it for them as well. Thank you for being a God of love, so we don't have to clear up our messes and then welcome you in, but we can welcome you into our messes and you can clean it up with us. I pray against any anxiety, depression, and anything that is not of you, Lord. I pray it leaves in Jesus' name. And when people leave here today, that they are ready to let go of anything and everything and give it all to you so you can move in their lives and take them wherever you want them to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. To hear more messages like this one, subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube. If this message resonated with you and you would like to give to our church, go to mycthreechurch.ca. See you next week!